under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into hour number two of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This leap year, February 29th, don't get to say that, but every 4 years, 2024 edition of our show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. I'm going to get to the text messages right now. And I want to remind you, this segment brought to you by Little Trevor's Disposal. The hardworking guys there in Harbor Springs, they support this show. They support this radio station. Information that you've been getting the last couple of days is only possible because of our sponsors like Little Trevor's Disposal. You're already paying for trash pickup. I don't care where you live. Onaway, Rogers City, Sheboygan, Gaylord, I don't care. Wherever you're listening, I want you to pick up the phone and call them right now or call them after the show. Text this number to your husband or your wife. Write it down on a piece of paper. Text me LTD, Little Trevor's Disposal. I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link of 231-487-0780. I will send it to your phone. All you got to do is click on it and call it. Give me your name, your address. I want to switch over my trash pickup right now, today. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're not currently serving the Onaway Roger City area. Put me on the list. When you get enough people, let me know, and I'll switch over immediately. Especially if you're paying a Canadian company right now. GFL is based out of Toronto, Canada. Why are you paying a Canadian company to pick up your trash in Northern Michigan when you have a locally owned Northern Michigan company right here that can take care of you? I don't know what the pricing is. Frankly, I don't care. If it's a dollar or two or $5 a month more, you're supporting a company that supports us. From day one, they've been with us. Please, please, please call them. 231-487-0780. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You have to understand something, people. We're only able to get this information out to you because of our sponsors. And I know because some of our sponsors have been absolutely fruitlessly contacted about, we're going to boycott your business if you don't stop advertising on Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you don't stop advertising with Chuck and Randy's show, you're not going to advertise anymore on their music station or we won't come to your business. Those people don't go to those businesses now. My sponsors have all called me. You don't think I know when they get your idiotic, stupid phone calls, which are a complete waste of time? You guys threatened Northern Michigan Cinemas over our Sound of Freedom sponsorship in Gaylord of that movie. You threatened the owner? Guess what? None of you have stopped coming to those theaters. Why don't you be honest with each other? I got so many text messages I have to. You have to understand something, people. We get this information out. The establishment, the one world globalist, the good old boys club, the donor class that I have never been part of my life. I've been fighting these people since 2010. And I'm not going to stop now. And they don't like it. We'll get to your text messages, I promise. We'll get caught up on the other side. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. I've been texting with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's my endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate. and I've been doing some political consulting work for her. She's mad as heck this morning. She's been listening to the show. I sent her the 2 half-hour podcasts that I sent to many of you of hour number 2 yesterday. Again, I think it was probably the best hour of radio I've done in 12 years on this microphone. Yesterday with Joe Arlinghaus, president and founder of Valor America Super PAC. And I slowed him down. He wanted to talk so fast, I had to stop him, interrupt him numerous times. But if you haven't heard it, you need to go to yourdefendingfathers.com and go to podcasts. Go to yesterday, February 28th, Hour 2, Segment 1, Hour 2, Segment 2. Copy and share that, post it everywhere. I sent those podcasts to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell last night. She listened to them. She's mad as heck as to what's going on within the Michigan Republican Party. I just read the list of the 24, now 25 counties that are not going to be allowed to enter the building at little Pete Hoekstra's party in Grand Rapids on Saturday. I have media credentials for this radio station. My engineer, Devin Lawrence, is coming from the UP, have credentials for Detroit from Christina Caramo. So what, Pete, if I show up in Grand Rapids, 10 o'clock at the Grand Amway Plaza, you're not going to let me into the building? I'm media. I'm a news reporter for a radio station. I do a syndicated talk show. You're not going to let me in to cover it? Really? So I sent this information to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell this morning early when I got this email from J.D. Glasser and the list of these counties. I sent them to her. You know what Dr. Sherry O'Donnell texted me back? She says, Randy, after giving you me this information, I'm going to make some phone calls. This is so wrong on so many levels. I've already spoken with somebody on Trump's administrative team that is sending somebody to attend the convention in Grand Rapids. Here's what she said back to me. Can you give me the name of every one of the chair and their phone numbers and or email addresses for those 25 counties? I will make sure that they get seated and given credentials for Grand Rapids. So you know what I just did? I texted her back. Have your staff person go to migop.org. Scroll down to county chairs. The chairs' names and email addresses are there. Send them an email from your campaign account to all of them, telling them that you will do what you can to help them get credentialed and seated in Grand Rapids. They can't close credentials. If a chair and his delegates show up, they have to let them in. It's a state party function. You can't just close credentials. I then gave her a direct link to the chairs. These people are absolutely corrupt. Greg says, can you send the list? Yeah, I'll send you the list. Lenny says, I guess we need to get out the stop the steal signs and rally outside the building in Grand Rapids. Follow the money. McCarthy's money was probably a payment to the candidate of his choice. John James is the guy you're referring to. I'm not going to use your comments there about the color of his skin. We need to stop the steel rally outside the building in Grand Rapids. Patriot Jim, the Michigan GOP has always done the bidding of the power brokers. Christina was a wrench in their monkey works that they had to remove in order to continue their agenda. They especially don't want you there. You bet they don't. Let's see. Christina Gray reporting in from Northville. She said, can you please put that list back to me in a text? I can't write that fast. Since Hema is the 6th congressional district chair. Should I go to Grand Rapids so she can so she can't replace me? Right now, I'm volunteering in Detroit. For right now, Christina, keep your powder dry. I will let you know tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will be the final day of reckoning. I will have all the data collected. I will have talked to all the attorneys. I will have talked to Dan Bonomy, who I'm speaking with this afternoon. I'm going to be talking with the attorneys. I'm going to be finding out exactly what the plan is, what the strategy is, and I will inform you guys on tomorrow, Friday's show. It'll be probably the first segment of tomorrow morning. You want to listen in early? I might be able to get to it in the last segment of the show from 11:50 to 11:58. So the beginning, I'm looking at my schedule for tomorrow's show clock. My guess I have, history lesson in the second hour. I'll try to get to it at the very first segment right out of the box in the very last segment of the show. I'm not changing my hotel. I can't get a refund. I've already paid out of pocket $358 for a two-night stay in Troy. I'm not doing it. But I will get up early and drive from Troy to Grand Rapids. God, please give us beautiful weather Saturday morning from Troy, Detroit area to Grand Rapids. Keep your powder dry. I'll let you know. Denise Smith, we need to form a legal fund to fight Goliath. We're working on it. Don and Jerry, you're up in Hessel. I don't believe they're going into the UP right now, but I would like you to call LTD anyway. Give them a call. Tell them you'd like to be put on the list. If they get enough people up there in the UP, they will do it. Tell them to put you on the list. I'm texting you the number 231-487-0780. Click on it, call them. Trucker Randy said, put me on the list. You know, I got to tell you, a lot of people have texted me the last day or so since this judge's ruling. I'm ready to quit. I'm so sick and tired of these people defeating us. No, 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 no. This is motivation. See, I'm an eternal optimist. I have a saying that I learned many, many years ago, paid seminar that I attended. I think it was Zig Ziglar. I'm not really sure who it was. There's two groups of people in this world. There's rhinos and there's cows. And I'm talking real rhinos with the long horns. The 4,000-pound animals that have thick skin. They put their horn down and they charge through any obstacle that life presents to you. Then there's cows. Cows are the people that do what they're told. Like Cliff Tellini's cows, they know when it's time to be fed. They know time to graze. They know what they're told to do and they're trained to do it. And whatever they're told, that's what they do. I've never been a cow in my life. I have been a rhino since I was 8 years old when my dad laid dead in a casket from a car accident. December 13th, 1966, at 12:45 in the morning, coming back from a retirement party in Rochester Hills, driving back to Shelby Township, Macomb County. When I stood in William Protair Funeral Home in Rochester, Michigan, and saw my dead dad, what appeared to me to breathe, because I was so locked into his body, and as I breathed, it appeared to me that he breathed. And I freaked out, and I told Grandma Bishop, Dad breathed. I just saw his chest move. I was crying. She took me out in the lobby, and she said, honey, Daddy is dead. You're now the man of the house. You got to take care of your little brother and your mother. I became a rhino at that moment. I could feel the horn growing out of my head. My skin got thick. I got strong. And I was going to absolutely ram through anything life gave me. That's what you need to become. Not a R-I-N-O, Republican in name only, an R-H-I-N-O. Come join us. You know what this has done to me? Not only has it ticked me off, but it has motivated me even more. Every day of this year, I will be fighting the fight and growing our county parties and replacing county commissioners and school board members and growing the county parties to have 20, 30, 40 grand in their bank accounts and to absolutely take care of their local community. To heck with Hoekstra in the Michigan Republican Party. To heck with the RNC. We're doing this at the local level, county by county. I am making it my mission in life right now to grow the Michigan Conservative Union. This goes back to 1973 under Norm Hughes' leadership, who helped us get right to work passed. I'm going to contact Linda and Chris, the current chairs and honorary chairs of the Michigan Conservative Union. I want to be the director of membership and media. I'm going to put a chapter of the Michigan Conservative Union in every county in this state. Up in the UP, you guys listening, it'll be done regionally. Your population does not support a county chapter in every county, so we will cluster the western part, the central part, and the eastern part of the UP. You want to leave the Republican Party? Come join us, because we're conservatives. And we will fund our own legal fund. We will raise our own money. We will get our candidates elected. And to heck with the Michigan Republican Party and the RNC. You guys can take it. You can have it. We don't want it. We'll still be precinct delegates. Don't get me wrong. Every county will have MCU chapters taking over your county parties. Emmett County, you're getting an Emmett County Conservative Union. And we will replace leadership in the Michigan Republican Party. The county party of Emmett County will be taken over by us. If anything, this has given me the direction and the light to see what needs to be done statewide. And we're going to do this. I don't want to be the president of the MCU. I don't want to be the chairman. I want to be membership and media. We're going to get the message out. We're going to grow these chapters everywhere. And guess what? We're going to compete, and we are going to get our people elected to precinct delegates on August 6th. Filing deadline is May 7th. We are going to do this, people. You're not leaving anything. Where are you going to go? The only thing you could possibly do is move to Florida or Texas, because they don't have this crap going on in their state parties down there. But do you really love Florida or Texas compared to your love of the state of Michigan? I love my state, our state. I love Michigan. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it county by county, and they're not going to like it, and I don't care. You're not going anywhere. You're going to be more motivated like I am this morning. Bottom of the hour, news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan.